2014 will go down as the warmest year around the globe in recorded history.
2015 was the hottest year since climate records began.
Your show this July was the single hottest month in recorded history.
Australia sweltered through its hottest spring on record.
Climate change is now affecting every country on every continent.
The rate, that's a great concern.
And what do you put that rate down to?
Oh, it's human activity.
We have everything we need. Some still doubt that we have the will to act. But I say the will to act is itself a renewable resource.
Good morning, folks. My name is Finn, your climactic host for Australia's National Sustainable Living Festival in Melbourne. Today, I'll take you to something really special. The theatre play Power for Change by Melbourne's Playback Theatre. So I'm curious to see how the Melbourne's Playback Theatre is going to take its audience on the climate change journey and change them for the better.
You've just been in the capable hands of Climate for Change, Conversations for Change. How are you right now? Let's call out some words.
Worried.
We've got a worried down the front. Worried everywhere else. We've got a grief. Worried. Excited. Motivated.
Frustrated.
Okay, we've got a motivated, we've got an angry, we've got an excited, we've got a frustrated. Do we have anything else in the room?
Exhausted.
Let's start with you, my friend. Okay, just to remind you, I am Alex. This is Melbourne Playback Theatre Company. You are exhausted and your name is... Jane, tell us about it.
Once upon a time, a theatre company and a group of people known for trying to open space for conversation decided to get together to encourage a different type of conversation, a conversation which is perhaps the most important one that we could possibly be having in this moment in time. My name is Alex. We are Melbourne Playback Theatre Company and we are here with Climate for Change. And it is our absolute pleasure to welcome you here to our great experiment this evening.
So, tonight is going to be a little bit different. We will have some elements of conversation, but they're going to actually come back through the Playback Theatre, which I'm so excited to see.
So, tonight I've been helping to facilitate a conversation between Climate for Change, Melbourne Playback Theatre Company, the Sustainable Living Festival, and an extraordinary audience of passionate people.
How do you see the role of the Playback Theatre in the story of climate change?
Sure. So what Playback Theatre is all about is listening to community, hearing what matters to them, what's alive inside them, what they're passionate about, angry about, frightened about, joyous about, and then playing those stories back in a theatrical way using music and song and dance and metaphor and myth and tapping into the bigger stories that hold us all. One of the great things about playback is that in, you know, an audience, so for tonight we had, I don't know, maybe 60 or 70 people there, we only heard in terms of stories, we only heard three or four stories. But every single one of those stories would have had a crowd of people around it resonating, going, that's my story, or having some curiosity about, I've never thought about it that way, or I don't feel that way, but I feel something different. And so what happens in that is this sort of beautiful, bubbling explosion of potential for the way that things can be changed. The poet David White speaks about, he has a beautiful poem where he says, this is not... the age of information. This is not the age of information. Shut down your TVs, turn off your radios. People are hungry and one good word can feed a thousand. We've got all the information. We don't need any more information. We all know what we need to do. We know the facts. We know the figures. They're overwhelming and they're debilitating and we become like rabbits frozen in a headlight and we end up sliding into the delicious, delight of apathy because it's so much easier than trying to... our heads get stuck. So what theatre does, what playback does, is it helps people connect to their hearts. And as soon as... I think for myself, I work as an activist and a community development worker and an actor, and as soon as people are in touch with their hearts, everything becomes possible. Because we all know, this is not the age of information, we know what we need to do, but what stops us from doing it is a disconnect between the head and the heart. and we don't want to connect in with our hearts because we're frightened. So coming together and telling stories in community means that we get a sense of solidarity, and then we can move into action because we realise that we're not on our own. Because none of us can fight this crisis on our own, obviously, but collectively, like this great wave of history, we're gonna move towards hope.
Thank you so much. Those are wise words.
So rather than living in hopelessness, Emily is excited because so many people are here tonight ready to be part of making a change. We're going to hear this as a song.
I see all of you, I see you're here, finally I see you.
In this conversation, or maybe you're here because you are overwhelmed with despair and you want to find out how you can actually get engaged in action and be part of making a difference. Maybe you just got dragged along by a friend and they said, come with me, I have to go for work. You know, many possibilities, but every single one of us lived through this song with the live birds and with the owls. Introduce themselves, and then you get to choose one of them to be you in your story.
Hi everyone, my name's Josiah.
Hi, I'm Degan.
Hello, I'm Phoebe.
Hello, I'm Diana.
Josiah, because you're closest to me.
Great.
So, where does your story begin?
So I listen to the teapot, mm-hmm. and I don't feel very hopeful. Mm-hmm. And I don't feel very frightened. Mm-hmm. I'm not panicking. I feel really, really angry. And that's because I think in this story, one of the things we haven't spoken about tonight is there are some people who are stopping change. And if this was a traditional fairy tale story, there are bad guys. Big wolves. With teeth.
And if we were to, in this fairy tale land, give these wolves names, what would their names maybe be?
There's a wolf called Gina.
There's a wolf called Gina, surprise, surprise. There's a wolf called...
Clyde.
There's a wolf called...
Scotty.
There's a wolf called... Any other wolves? Are there three? We recognise that there is a whole pack out there.
The gang,
who don't necessarily run with each other because they're all lone wolves and, you know, yeah.
But also there's, like, the Adani wolf, the Siemens wolf, you know.
Many wolves.
We were talking about Westpac wolf earlier.
Okay, so we've got a pack of wolves.
They've eaten Red Riding Hood.
They've eaten her. She's
Remember, there's hope.
But I think if we are going to save the other people walking through the forest, we have to get up front about the wolves.
Could you, just for a moment, just to help us out, because I'm feeling very sad now, who was Red Riding Hood?
She's us.
She's us, and we've been eaten.
Yes. And if we want to
stop... Are we digested?
No.
Will we get out?
Yeah, we're probably causing indigestion.
All right, so we're all inside a pack of wolves being digested, but we could get out, okay?
Slowly.
Right. How are we going to get out?
Mirror, mirror on the wall, who is the richest of them all?
You, oh great king.
Thank you, I know, it's all those donations. They've been marvellous, haven't they?
Yes, they have. But Snow White has a better heart than you and has the interests of the actual people that you're ruling at heart, whereas you are corrupt to the...
Shut up! You filthy mirror! I want no more of you! Fetch this Snow White!
What fetch the what?
I want you to fetch Snow White. Show me this pure-hearted Snow White that cares so much about the animals and the plants and the children of tomorrow!
You want... She sounds quite nice.
Shut up, you fool! Bring her, dragging and kicking, and I'll decide whether to slit her throat here on the spot, or whether to have her just taken to the woods and quietly strangled by the electoral process.
Don't talk about money.
So you don't talk about politics, you don't talk about money. And yet, so that's your family of origin, but here at your family that you've created, politics is on the table.
Power for Change by Playback Theatre. And as always happens, when turning off the mic, it's that the best is actually yet to come. In this case, I switch off the microphone, store everything in my backpack, and walk off the stairs of the ancient building. At that moment, a man walks up to me. He says, "What a great event, wasn't it?" I say, "Definitely, it was awesome. It was so different of anything else I have attended this week." He said, "It was not only different, it was just much better. So much better than all the lectures and places where you just sit and listen. This one goes straight to the heart," which is exactly what I felt as well. As a research journalist, I have been traveling the last years all over the world, listening to and reporting on stories about climate change. Some of them filled me with excitement and hope, while others filled me with despair and fear. Yet there never was place to share these emotions, since they were so unique to the particular situation. Often, I felt alone and lost with them. Yet tonight, I have seen all these emotions coming back, understanding that we are not alone in our fear and despair, nor in our hope and excitement. Tonight, I felt connected.
with all these people I never met before and I might never meet again. Feeling part of the bigger picture, being able to share emotions and thoughts, helped me no longer feeling alone in this story. It reminds me of my favorite ancient Dutch poet, Joost van den Vondel, who said, "The world is a stage in which every person plays his role and gets his share." Tonight we could see and feel how we are all together in this story, and we all have our part to play. Hence tonight brought connection and action, as I hoped for. Therefore, I want to thank Melbourne's Playback Theatre and wish them many more similar plays all over Australia to make us all feel connected and empowered to take action.
Thank you for joining us. You've been listening to Climactic, the flagship podcast of the Climactic Collective, a podcast network dedicated to lifting the voices of the climate community. You can find out more about the people behind Climactic and all the shows we produce at climactic.fm. We are a social enterprise podcast network, and we greatly appreciate your support. You can find a link to our Pozible where you can support us directly in the show notes of this episode or from our website. Thank you for listening, and from the whole Climactic Collective, keep up the great work and take care of each other in these climactic times.